Hey, it's time for some encouragement from your friends at Our Daily Bread. The devotional writer for today is James Banks, and the reading is titled, God's Garden. A reminder of the beauty and brevity of life grows outside my front door. Last spring, my wife planted moonflower vines, so named because of their large and round white blooms that resemble a full moon. Each flower opens for one night and then withers in the bright sun the following morning, never to bloom again. But the plant is prolific and every evening presents a fresh parade of flowers. We love watching it as we come and go each day, wondering what new beauty will greet us when we return. These fragile flowers call to mind a vital truth from Scripture. The Apostle Peter, recalling the words of the prophet Isaiah, wrote, "You have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring Word of God. For all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but he assures us that God keeps his promises forever." Like flowers in a garden, our lives on earth are short when compared with eternity, but God has spoken beauty into our brevity. Through the good news of Jesus, we make a fresh beginning with God and trust his promise of unlimited life in his loving presence. When earth's sun and moon are but a memory, we will praise him still. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 through 25. "Since you call on a Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart, for you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring Word of God. For all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the Word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the Word that was preached to you." Now let's pray. Thank you, dear Lord, for the gift of salvation. Renew us day by day by day and cause us to bloom like flowers that bring beauty and joy to a hurting world. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.